Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it!
It's time for episode 633 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint. Football's over. On the road to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
That's right. What's up, man? You enjoyed the Super Bowl. We talked a little bit before recording.
Oh, I sure did. You know, growing up where I did in New York Giants country, anything bad that could happen to the Eagles is just a beautiful thing.
Yes.
I've rebelled against most of my programming. I've tried to outwit where I was raised, but the one thing I don't fight against is Eagles hatred.
And I like that.
The fact that they got to the Super Bowl was scary. Oh my God, they might win it. And I actually have to go there for my nephew's wedding in June. So I was dreading having to go there with them being reigning champs.
Yeah.
And now I can breathe easy because I'm going to go there in a Chiefs jersey. No, I'm just glad it happened the way it was supposed to.
You know what's funny is I really do feel the same way. Like I remember I flashed back to like Donovan McNabb in the Super Bowl and how hard he choked.
Yeah.
And like and so how much boring. I enjoyed him choking for some reason.
Yes.
Like I have no reason to be that hard on them, but for some reason when
they're
he like puked in the huddle.
Yeah, they're the character that fucks up. So it's like you want to see them fuck up.
I want that to keep happening. I love when that happens.
You know, it's like when Jimmy Walker started working out and taking himself seriously. It's like, no, we want to see the skinny guy, JJ from Good Times. Yeah. Want to see the fuck up.
Yeah, you need that.
But it was good. I guess we'll talk about Rihanna's halftime show and all that with our guests. Here she comes now. Oh my God, gang. You remember her from Who Charted 504, 537, and 568. Wow. She's back on the charts. Welcome, the host of Lady to Lady. It's Brandi Posey.
What up?
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Bringing back the Super Bowl ads of 30 years ago.
Yeah,
bud,
nice.
Bud. I mean, better than Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
Were there some Jesus commercials? I didn't see a lot of the commercials.
There was one for Jesus.
To be fair, I've only read the Twitter discourse on it. I was at like a show at the time that it was happening, a concert, and was just like, kept glancing back at a muted television and being like, well, there it's happening. Great.
Yeah.
The advertisers
got their way. If there was Twitter discourse about Jesus, then the advertisers won.
I mean, Jesus Whoever is trending.
I think I had it on mute and I just looked up at one point and I caught the end of it and it was just like, Jesus, like Jesus loves them or something. It was like, Jesus loves the people you hate. Something like that.
Jesus, he was the crypto ad of this year, I think.
Oh, gotcha.
We got no crypto this year. We had more Jesus. I don't know if that's a better direction or a worse direction.
It's a new God.
The only commercial that didn't have an A-list celebrity you know, taking everyone's jobs in this town.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
doing their worst work.
Was there any other religions or Saitai that they throw one on?
Don't know if they had the budget for it.
They were on the playoffs. I mean, they were, Miscavige was coming on during the playoff games.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I lived in Philly for 4 years, so I have big...
Oh, we're sorry.
Big Eagles thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Also, are you pro Eagles or anti?
I mean, I like to see them almost win, and then I like the fervor of the city, the positive, because it's a moment of positivity, but then their own feelings about themselves are then confirmed when they lose. Right.
You know? It's like the first Rocky. That's why the first Rocky is a classic.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and it's like they're gonna, here's the thing, they're gonna eat police horse poop one way or the other. Is it going to be because they win or because they lose? And I think it's healthier if it's because they lose.
Yes, it's comeuppance. They were flipping cars over before the game in their own city.
Oh, I know three people that have had cars flipped.
But they should, you know, they should wait until they're mad because they lost.
I know, exactly.
It's senseless. They're a senseless group.
Yeah.
But was great. And then... I don't know. Should we start the music chart before we get into the halftime talk? Maybe Rihanna will be on the in the top five.
Let's that's a good
She might be.
All right. We're going to look at... Oh, yeah. Let's do the history of recorded music first.
Here we go.
Okay.
Music. We used to play LPs. 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Tunes. Huh? Tell me what's next. Maybe we'll find out on this week's music chart. What chart do we have this week?
All right, we're going to Spotify. This is the top 5 tracks in the U.S. this week. Or today, actually.
Oh, today even.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
You called it. It's Rihanna and Jay-Z with Umbrella.
Whoa, this is
back. And we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
That's a powerful track. That's that may be my favorite Rihanna track.
I was going to say the same thing. I like that one and the one that Sia wrote, the Diamonds in the Sky. I like that. I like those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's good. This one's just a banger. Mm-hmm. I know it. I know Bruce Springsteen's daughter made him listen to it and he said it was good. So
is
it
that
crosses,
true?
Yeah, it crosses all genres. So.
I like it. It's got a nice little hook to it, you know. I like that someday, eventually, like our grandkids or like 3 generations from now, people in Southern California are going to be like, what's an umbrella? They just won't know.
Yeah. What? That's
I was
going to
say,
Cataclysm.
That's got to be. I mean, it's the number one umbrella song for sure. I don't know of any others that could even, we could even
might
talk
be the
about.
Best rain song.
Oh,
that's a tough chart. There's a chart
the rain
for
song?
You. It's Which Raining one's Men.
Raining like, Men's good, but it's like, it's not inspiring.
Mm.
It's like a Sex in the City episode of kind of a song.
The rain
what
song
is the
by
rain
Zeppelin.
Song by Zeppelin? Zeppelin? How does that one go?
I mean, it's a beautiful open
no, but which
tuning
one is
guitar
it?
Thing. I mean, it's on Houses of the Holy. It starts
but which
with
one is it?
Is it
da 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 da?
No, I can't hum it for da, you. It's not da, a heavy rhythm. It starts with this chord.
Nah. Oh,
this
one.
Song's incredible.
This one's incredible.
It's a great. I mean, we've also got. Great. There's. I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage is a rain song.
That's true. Luke Bryan has rain as a good thing.
Yeah. Purple Rain by Prince.
Well, rain stuff. But you know what? Yeah, Umbrella is the antidote to rain. Yes. So if we're talking about solutions to rain, I think Rihanna's got the best one. And of course, she had that as a big hit way before she
got herself pregnant and decided to climb on some flying. I mean,
yeah,
that was hard for me to watch. I didn't even know she was pregnant, and I was scared she was going to fall off of that thing.
It was scary. That was a moment that I turned around and saw, because I didn't really watch the Half-Fed Tomb, but I did turn around and see her on that. And
were you at an NPR event? What, where you were sounds like so anti-Super Bowl.
I mean, I was, yes, I was at Alex's bar in Long Beach watching a ska show. So that's very, very anti-Super Bowl. Wow.
Were you skanking during halftime?
Yeah, skanking.
I mean, a little bit, yeah. It was more of like a two-tone thing.
Okay, right on.
Right on.
All right, it was punky.
Yeah, yeah. So it was funny to turn around and be like, oh, Rihanna, okay.
Yeah, I mean... yeah, not into heights at all. And then that was just frightening. And then afterwards, finding out she's up there with a baby in the oven. Mm-hmm. That could have been disturbing. But the dancers, they went nuts. They were doing most of the heavy lifting. And she does have a regal enough presence to just kind of walk around and preside over the whole thing without having to do too much.
I liked how chill she was. Like, it was just, she was just sort of mellow, kind of swaying around. Not too much choreography.
I started thinking of that as compared to Beyonce, because Beyonce is like, she's working so hard up there.
Yeah, and so hard.
I wonder if Rihanna's just kind of like, you know, like, hey, you know, why so thirsty? You know, just walk up there.
It is a thirst thing, it feels like, where she's like, you like me, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I don't need to keep valid, like, you know, like me or don't, I don't really give a shit.
Just going
to
sing my
I got ASAP Rocky's baby inside me. It's going to be gorgeous. Like, you know, she's a made woman.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. I thought the floating platforms were cool looking. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like the mellowness was kind of a reset button on like Super Bowl performances.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, now we can.
And no guest stars, you know, like she wasn't trotting out cameos, and she could have brought out anybody. She didn't need to. It's very cool.
Yeah, I respect that, because it's just like, we can only get so big. Let's just take it back just to the music and just have fun. We don't need like a jet landing with like, you know, on the field with like the bones of George Harrison or some shit. Like,
she didn't need to dress up in a football outfit. No. You know,
did you know that Super Bowl performers don't get paid for it?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Crazy. Apparently they get like union scale, but they don't like some
but
big
it's,
deal.
It's just such a big world commercial. I know that the game had 113 million Americans, which is kind of funny when you think that's less than a third. Like, there's still like two-thirds of people don't even watch the Super Bowl. But the halftime gets a bigger rating than the game. So she had 118 million, one of the biggest watched performances in history.
And I really, that makes me like it even more that she just was like chill, just like, whatever. She's got good boundaries. I've always thought that about Rihanna. She's got good
good way to say it.
She sets boundaries.
Yeah.
Well, that baby, her new album.
That baby's already performed, you know, on the biggest stage possible. So
true. It's like Josie from Kid Rock's band.
Yeah.
Little mini guy over there.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four,
Morgan Whalen with Last Night.
Country. Tears. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean. But I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it. It sounds like alcohol is still giving those country people problems. They've been writing about it for almost 100 years now.
Yeah.
They got too drunk last night.
It's so weird because it's like we got like all country. We have good country. There is some good country that has been made, yet this is still what's charting.
And it's funny that people the pop crowd has no appetite for anything resembling like an authentic country sound.
Yeah.
It's only this like ridiculousness.
This EDM sounding country.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Sturgill Simpson exists. Like,
yeah, but it's not, it just doesn't. I don't, it's so funny to me how like
the one thing I will say I like about it, this is the one thing I think that makes it better, is that it's a new direction. It's not just a revisionist guy at a campfire thing that we've always heard. That they could incorporate, find a way to get those weird beats into country is just a very kind of American thing.
And that someday people will look back on this as if it is
like a good era.
As if it is, you know, John Denver or something.
They will. I mean, if you look back, like the 80s was just, I thought it was one of the worst times ever in country music. And you'll have artists now that look back on it fondly. I don't know if it's because if they were a little kid and their parents listened to like Brooks and Dunn or those like type of artists. But yeah, every era gets heralded in the end.
Yeah, I will say I always think like, so I used to be a karaoke host for years, and that Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places song, no matter who you were, when that song started, like it was.
Is that Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That I've heard that song a million times and somehow didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, I mean, I know five country songs. It comes next to everybody. That song would bring in everybody from every.
Yeah.
Waiting that's a for good everybody. One.
Yeah, sing along.
Because it's like, you know, when the alcohol starts to, it's like the fun part's over and you start to crash. And then it's like, oh, I got, these are my friends here. And trash dump.
Everyone loves a scumbag.
I'm around my kind.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Miley Cyrus, Flowers. You can.
Cherry red, match the roses that you lay. No remorse, no regret.
I mean, it's it's like the sound of America now, like a four on the floor disco EDM beat.
Yeah, it and sounds like a country artist.
Yeah, exactly. Disco's back, I guess.
It's back. Hey, how do you guys feel about? Did you guys see the U2 commercial? They're having a Vegas residency as if they were Celine Dion or somebody.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be the U2 Vegas residency at the new MSG Sphere at the Venetian.
Really?
So this is shout out to Johnny Pemberton, who was on our show about a month ago talking about these mashup events. the U2 Achtung Baby Live Vegas Residency MSG Sphere at the Venetian Residency.
There's so many brands to keep track of.
No,
so
it's just much. Like capitalism mad libs. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if you want to see U2,
and guess what?
Fake
one
Italy.
Of them's not going to be there.
Really?
Oh.
Damn. Is it just you then, or just two?
Damn. you two, you 1.5. Yeah, no drummer. Larry Mullen Jr.'s got some kind of health issue.
Oh, wow. I wonder who they're getting.
No, they're going no drummer. No, they got, that would be funny if they did, just had a drum machine back there. They have some guy, I didn't recognize him from any band. It's just some drummer I hadn't heard of. It wasn't like Meg or Meg White or
if they got Meg White, that would be amazing. Yeah. No, they're joined by Dutch drummer Bran Vandenberg.
Okay, he's from a Blue Man Group. He's the second. Does it say he's from a band or is he a studio musician?
I'm sure he's just one of these like hired guns who probably an amazing drummer. It's interesting. Right, he's Dutch though. He's from the pop group Krezip.
Oh, Krezip.
Pop group. Yeah. Man, how did he score that gig?
I know. It's going to be his first time in America. I don't ever remember Krezip coming through.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's one of the most storied, you know, like four pieces where every band member has been there the whole time.
Yeah.
To just suddenly be this Dutch guy and be like, hey, like, I'm in U2 now.
Right.
This is crazy.
Maybe they'll throw stuff at him. Maybe it's like,
hey, I'm filling in for Flea on tour, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of new members, I want to shout out to Cash Hartzell, friend of the show. He texted me. He's got a new chartist out in the world. Welcome in. I'm going to get the name wrong.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
Cash Otis Fox Mahoney Flynn Hartzell.
Whoa.
Yeah. So shout out.
So it's Cass Jr., but Cash Otis?
That's the part I might have screwed up. Let me see. Okay. I got to look back here. Sorry.
It's a lot of quick. Names. That's more names than the Vegas.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not. He doesn't have Cash. He has Otis Fox Mahoney Flynn Hartzell.
Right. That's cool. And a cool tribute to Neil Mahoney.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cash, let us know. He's up there in San Jose. Is he going to be a Sharks fan or a Kings fan? Neil Mahoney was a huge LA Kings fan. I wonder what they'll raise the kid with. Let us know. And congratulations.
Cash is up in San Jose now? Like permanently?
I don't know if permanently, but I know he was up there last time we spoke. Let us know that too, Cash, and thanks for bringing our Chartists into the world.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah. And congrats to you too with their new thing.
Yeah.
I have a
congrats on your new drummer.
I have a friend who's the new drummer for America the Band.
Whoa.
And, yeah. Because they're old.
The desert on a horse with no name.
Yeah. Wow. He's a young dude, but so their old drummer, his old deal was every time they flew into a city, he had a little old lady in every city pick him up and just took care of him until showtime. So ooh. now my friend is just with the band, and they're like, we're not used to there being like a guy here. And he's like, well, I'm married. I
can't go off with these little old ladies. He didn't want to just like pick up with those same exact ladies. Like, I know you've been doing this other guy for 30 years, but I'm a new guy.
Exactly.
Wow. That's interesting stuff. So now they're like, you know, it's like when, a couple is hanging around each other too much. Like, what are you doing here? You should be out being an animal.
Exactly. They're like, we're not used to there being like a guy here, but I guess we'll talk to you now.
All right. And where does America, where are they playing? Like
a lot of fairs.
Yeah.
Point, a lot of fairs, a lot of like, there's like theater, amphitheater type places and stuff. They do pretty good. He used to be in a punk band, and now he gets to do he plays half as many gigs, he makes twice as much money, and he's very happy because he's in his 40s and
that's awesome.
Half the BPMs too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good way to like slow it down. That's
half the BPMs. Horse with No Name is one of the most convincing Neil Young impressions
ever. Totally.
Like anyone would think that's Neil Young at first.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And now he's doing it himself with this new Chevy song. It's on the radio every 10 minutes. People are like, this new Neil Young song, it sounds just like the old stuff, man. He's got a song that sounds like Crazy Horse. But I mean, SoCal Radio is going nuts with that song. They will do it on a hot pick or something. That was number one, wasn't it?
Coming in at number two.
Whoa, number two.
This is Pink Pantheress with and Ice Spice with Boy's a Liar Part 2.
Nice.
Inside your heart, is there any room for me? I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee, because you only want to hold me when I'm looking good enough. Did you ever fool me? Would you ever
is she K-pop or something? Ice Spice is hip hop, but
you'll find me ugly and one day you'll disappear.
She's an English singer, songwriter.
I want the Ice Spice part where she's like, get down, munch on my ass.
Munch. Let me skip.
Here we go. I won't respond, but I damn. And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Ducking my shit cause he know what I'm on. But when he hit me, I'm not gonna respond. But I don't sleep enough without you. And I can't eat enough without you. If you don't speak, does that mean we're through? Don't like sneaky shit that you do.
Eat my ass.
Yeah.
That's her brand. Hey, that's a fun collab, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. It's like horny Mario Kart It's fun.
That's true. Way to say it. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
It's that whole waifu type of thing. You don't know if it's supposed to be super innocent or super sexual. It's happening mm-hmm. all at the same time.
Yeah. I went to a this place called Two-Bit Circus that's in downtown, and it's like an arcade, you know, but for like adults, or there's drinks there and shit. And I took my nephews there, but there was that music reminds me of the culture I observed in there of like people who come in there clearly like every week and they're in their element and you're on their turf. They have like slick back, like neon hair and like crazy futuristic sunglasses. They're like in Tron outfits.
They're raised digitally. They're not even.
It's amazing the cockiness when they walk through the doors of like, it's just an arcade, but you can just see like, oh yeah, like I'm king shit.
I'm the man of the scene too.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, this is mine, so.
It's mine.
That's
amazing. That's how I used to walk into Lulu's Beehive. stand up gig in the back.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
SZA with Kill Bill.
At the farmer's market with your perfect peach. Now I'm in the basement, planning on my face. And now you laying face down, got me saying over a beat. I'm so mature, I'm so mature, I'm so mature. I got me a therapist to tell me this.
Right on. All right, that's a big one. It's been there for weeks.
Huh.
Yeah.
That song was funny because I wasn't really paying attention, and then I paid attention to the lyrics and I was like, wait.
Yeah. It's violent.
Very violent. This person is a murderer.
I think that's the appeal of it. It's like, it's very melodic and almost Beatles-y, like the little chord changes, but she's just sweetly talking about murder and going on a rampage.
What's that? What's the show with the killer lady? You know, come on, you guys know it.
Murphy Brown?
No. It was on for like 3 years for like on Amazon or something. Like the woman, she kills people for a living. She
like an assassin type assassin lady?
Yeah. I don't know. But she just had a very like girlish way about her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Lucy Liu, and you know, when she's played that assassin in whatever movie that was. I didn't shed any light on that whatsoever, but you know what? It is a song of now. It's almost like the female version of that Steve Lacy song.
I could see that.
Yeah. All right. And that was all that. And great charts. And we'll be right back with the movies.
Greetings, Chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode. And I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster, I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind going for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot, it's delicious, it's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow. That's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Brandy Posey, and
Brad Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies. All right, let's see what's in the theaters, bringing people back in.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw this.
Really? You already saw this?
Yeah, opening night. With like a theater of 40 women. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Were you with a big group?
Yeah. My life. Yeah, Julia Prescott like rented out a theater for everybody and packed it. It was fun. The movie is not as good as the second Magic Mike movie is like a perfect film. I think it's very silly and very funny. This one was good. There's a couple really great scenes in it, but like you got Channing Tatum and Selma Hayek, and then the entire movie is them being like, "We're not gonna fuck," and you're like,
"Right,
come on." It's the two most charming people in the world. What are we doing? This chemistry is what I'm paying for. And you're like denying
it off.
Yeah.
Why exactly. Wouldn't they fuck? What was the problem there?
It's because, it's insane these movies even have plots, but basically he at this point is a retired dancer in Miami and he is like a catering bartender at an event that she is like a billionaire's wife at. And she's going through a divorce and she finds out that he's like a stripper and is like, "Can I pay you for like one of your dances?" And he's like, "I don't dance anymore." And she's like, "What about
back in?"
Basically. Yeah. And then she like gets one dance and she's like, "That's the best night of my life. Like, I want to bring you to London. And I want to like," yeah, she pays him like $60,000 basically to like put on a show in London.
Is her name Ghislaine? Well, I mean, what is this like?
there's a light trafficking element to it. It's okay. But it's fine. It's just the live show in Vegas is the thing to see. Don't go see this movie if you want, but the live show is infinitely better.
Go for you too. Stay for Magic Mike.
Magic
yes.
Mike.
The that's so funny. They use the plot device thing of the like. No, those days are you can't it's like bring Unforgiven back to that life. Yeah, exactly. Like Unforgiven. Like now the retired cop who draws back in.
Right.
I don't dance anymore.
And I love that.
yeah.
I love that the rich divorcee, she isn't paying for sex. She just needed a strippy just a type dance.
And it changed her life.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Magic Mike, the way that he dances, he makes you feel seen for the person that you wish you were inside.
Oh, is that it?
So
I've never seen
the
one.
That's the level of lap dance that he is able to give.
I see. But you know, that's what the Zohan was, too. You don't mess with the Zohan. He gave the old ladies haircuts and it made them feel.
It's very similar to Zohan. It's like what he's doing with lap dances. Right.
I never saw that either. It makes me want to see it.
I just remember the Zohan when the billboards, it was just Adam Sandler has this huge package in that movie and it was just that all over the city. Him just doing splits.
Right. The DVD is like that. It's just a big split with his groin in your face.
Exactly.
But when he's working the old ladies in that movie, I think it's very funny. Of course, you know, there's political issues that people have with it, and of course it's a silly Sandler movie, but there's the part of him being a hairstylist is always funny to me.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's very funny. But yeah, Magic Mike is similar. If you haven't seen the second one, I think everybody loves the second one. It's legitimately a very, very funny movie. The first one's fine. And Steven Soderbergh
Who are the love interests in the first ones? Or
the first one, well, it's interesting. So the first one, some gal I don't know, and she like they get together finally, but the first one has like a real like her brother is a young dancer that joins this troupe, and there's kind of like he gets into drugs and Mike like basically gets him out of it, and you just it's like I just want to watch Matthew McConaughey take a shirt off with the rest of you. That's fine. And the second one, there is no love interest, but there is a girl. Amber Heard actually is in the second one, and she is she's like a down on her luck gal that he meets at one point, and she's like, I'm bisexual, I'm not interested, and he's like, I don't care, I just want to be your friend, and like basically he's on a road trip with his five stripper friends to this massive stripper convention in North Carolina where they're all gonna do one last ride and like go out in a tsunami of dollar bills, and that's the plan. And Jada Pinkett Smith is like the MC of their show, and then he like that girl comes to it, and then he like basically like gets her smile back because she got her heart broken by a bad guy, and she's it's a friendship. The second one is just a friendship story.
I love that he's like using his dancing for good, like changing people's lives.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's what he has, man.
It's like a Dragon Boy Suede song.
Absolutely,
sure is. I felt dumb for watching so much of the Super Bowl, but it was heady compared to that.
Oh yeah!
All right, coming in at number four.
Fun. Number four,
80 for Brady.
Aren't you tired of the same old boring lives? Let's go to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is no place for four old women.
This could be Tom's last.
But hot Tom Brady is there.
80 in people years.
Pay him for a strip tease.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies on the make in these programs. It happens, guys.
Yeah.
At 80. Now, they just want to go to the game, I think, right? It's just sort of like a bucket list thing.
Well, yeah, it's like a wild trip for 80-year-old ladies.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or best friends.
I appreciate them getting work, and that's fun. And I like all of these ladies. Yeah. I don't know if I can bring myself to watch this movie at any point, but I'm happy for them.
I'd rather see them like reconnect with their daughters or something than like just fan out for Tom Brady.
Also, I wish it wasn't about Tom Brady.
Yes, like, that part too. Yeah. He's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also just wish It just, it feels like a weird Sex and the City episode that they just plugged. If it was like, a, you know, if they just plugged four women into and like, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't speak to it, but I was not.
Let's judge it without seeing it. That's what I do. Yeah.
It should be Home for Mahomes.
Yeah.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Steel Magnolias. Steel Mahomelias. what's right. coming in at number three?
Coming in at number three, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
Look out for a new lap cat.
I am no lap cat. I am Puss in Boots.
Not anymore.
Meow.
Hey, that music back there is Run the Jewels. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. It's like slowed down Run of the Jewels.
So this is where dignity goes to die.
Living my feet a loca.
You don't look like a pickles.
Well,
I've heard good things. It's not the kind of movie I go
high
out
rated.
And see.
High rated.
I'm just surprised at the trailer how many like Nine Lives jokes and like cat jokes there are for a sequel. Like you'd think that they would get all of those out in the first one.
Right. How did they have so many more? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's surprising that there's such an infinite amount of them. I don't know. Yeah.
I haven't written that many cat jokes ever. So it's just weird that I left that many on the table. My God.
Right. Yeah. Almost makes, I would never watch the earlier ones, but almost makes me wonder what's happening in those. Or is this like they got out all the plot and everything else in earlier movies? And then this one
I know that the cat is like old now and he's like fighting against like, oh, I'm just stuck being some old lady's cat. So he's going to have one last adventure. Just
this
like,
is Magic Mike at his cell. Yeah, just like it. I mean, it's a trope for a reason.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
This is, whoa. Wait, is this, am I eyes deceiving me? Titanic. Titanic 3D re-release.
What?
Oh, when did this happen?
This really, this is a.
Where did this happen? In the flyover states? I didn't hear about this.
I didn't hear about it.
Neither did I.
I mean, Cameron's got Avatar to worry about. He's got two movies now.
Maybe they saw, hey, there's weak movies out. We could just put out Titanic again.
Yeah.
And take some weeks.
Why would you want to see this in 3D? Like, what about the Titanic do you need to see in 3D?
Well, maybe when the boat, like, sinks and stuff. Maybe that's cool.
Right.
Yeah, but before that, what would you... I guess just big looks at the ship from the outside, I guess.
Yeah.
It's weird. It, like, wasn't shot for 3D. Oh, it's the 25th anniversary. That's why...
Wow. Okay.
I guess.
Oh, maybe when Leo's like holding her on the hull of the ship, you know, it looks like they're right in front of you.
Right.
Yeah. Just in time, man. There's a lot of very passive aggressive Valentine's Day nights happening tonight. With take me to go see Titanic.
All right. Yeah. Oh, there. That's what it is. That's what it is. Valentine's Day.
That's for sure. It's playing at a lot of theaters.
Yeah, that makes sense to me now. That's a date event. Like, oh, let's go see Titanic 3D.
By the way,
you're my Valentine. Thanks for coming on the show today. I forgot it was Valentine's Day.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored, Howard.
Right. You're welcome. He might have been talking to me.
Oh, it's right. Assumed. I made an assumption.
Maybe it's a circle thing. You're my Valentine.
Yeah.
I'm his Valentine.
Yeah.
Yes. Weird it's perfect. I love it. I never saw this movie when it first came out, but I did write a chain letter about like a forward unless you'll die in a watery grave about how much I thought it sucked because all my friends were obsessed with it. So I was like, kind of my first piece of comedy writing in like fifth grade or something was like, I hate Titanic. This is why it's stupid.
You said it was a chain letter. Did you say send this to 10 more people or else?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. Or else
you'll drown.
Yeah. Or else you'll die like Jack. I've heard.
That's amazing.
I don't watch the movie. Yeah. So somewhere
you're like
out there.
The Unabomber of Titanic.
Yeah.
Trying to put an end to it.
You know, sometimes my I'm always just astounded. Like my dad will send an email, like a chain email, like in 2023, you know, and I'm just, I'm always thinking like, oh my God, like how many times around the world has this email made it? Like this email was probably began in like 2004.
All right.
It's just reaching my dad and then reaching me, you know.
Came through one of his colleagues at the office.
Yeah.
It just has a slow trickle around the globe.
Yeah, or you have to download the video to watch the joke, and it's just like, it's like, wow, it's like getting it's a relic in time.
Mm-hmm. It's a sloth.
All right, coming in at number one.
Okay.
Number one.
James Cameron again with Avatar, Spray of Water.
Cannot let you bring
water's fun here.
Yep.
Life-giving.
I still don't like know anyone who's seen this, and yet it's broken records and one of the biggest movies ever.
It feels like a psyop.
Yeah, it's like the Chinese balloon.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know what I believe is real about this. It's like Avatar and fucking Hamilton. I'm like, I don't believe that people actually.
How could they be this big?
Yeah, I don't understand it. It makes no sense. I don't know anybody that saw the first one.
Like, I saw the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I really saw the first one. It's just that music and this tone and everything about these movies, it just feels like the trailer is enough. I already know exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm. You don't have kids to entertain. You'd love to take your kids and get, you know, just have them sit there for 3 hours.
That's true.
I've said that I was interested, but I've not gone out to see it. And I have a free movie pass, and I still don't go out to see it.
Yeah,
so that's
you
gotta
break that seal, man. You gotta use that thing.
I haven't figured out yet what email I'm supposed to use.
Oh no,
I'm getting on it. Shout out to Brian. I'm excited about it, but I just haven't jumped on it yet.
Oh, you're talking about Movie Pass 2.0?
No, I have a free plus one to AMC. We've got listeners high up at AMC, so since the free plus one.
Hell so yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. If I get it figured out, I'll take you to the movies for Valentine's Day. Thank you.
I would love that, Howard. We can go see Avatar, and then we can write a chain letter together about it.
Love that. Was that number one?
That was.
Had to be. Yeah. Yeah. Give it up for a movie that can stay at the box office for that long. I mean, it's that Maverick has kind of owned the box office for like a year now.
Yeah.
Shout out to those monopolies. And we will be right back with the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. We've also got an RIP in this one. Let's find out what's going on in the hot picks.
All right. So coming in at number five.
Number five.
We got Brandy's first pick. This is Vic Ruggiero. Is that how you say it?
Ruggiero, yeah.
Ruggiero with Adam and Eve.
Does he work down at Sclamone's? I got some.
I mean, that's exactly what he sounds like.
Well, this honky tonk sound.
Never would believe that it was you and me and apples on the trees. But I remember when we was Adam and Eve.
There's a traditional country sound, you know?
Yeah. It's like a very sweet, like, love lost, bittersweet love song. Very cute.
Yeah.
Vic is the lead singer of the Slackers, a great ska band. And he's from Brooklyn, and he's got that real, like, I mean, he's got that fucking accent. It's amazing.
Right. But there he's going a little country, like Flying Burrito Brothers or, you know, that type of honky-tonk sound.
Exactly, yeah.
Versatile. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot.
That's cool.
And I catch him in Tony and Tina's wedding down down in Little Italy.
Exactly.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four
is Howard's first pick. This is Megan Maroney. I'm Not Pretty.
Made a double tap, that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB. Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram.
Wow, this one's topical for reasons we can't even go into. But I just like it. I mean, that to me is what's going on now. I mean, that's as relevant as anything. Just people, you know, looking at each other's Instagram and getting jealous and starting beefs and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. What was her name again? She was great.
Oh, yeah. Megan Maroney. And that's an example of kind of just, we call it cringe country on this show. It's like just modern hit country. But then just every now and then they'll have one that's a good enough story that it just kind of, it connects anyway. So
yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Shout out to that.
That's nice. I like that we've got two songs with slide guitar in the chart so far.
Slide guitar. Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is my pick. I'm kind of throwing a dart blindly here because I didn't spend a lot of time with this, but this is Maol, M-H-A-O-L, and the song is called Period Sex.
My God, start. Gosh.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm in the mood.
It's a good sound.
Oh my God. This is making Ice Spice blush.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's your guitars.
No, it is a good sound. Loose. That sounds like it was recorded at a swingers party.
Yeah.
For real.
There's sex going on all around the band.
Yeah.
That's a good, if you great. Can sound like that's happening, you're in a pretty good band. Like, you got a good thing going.
Who's the rapper that won't eat the Fat Joe?
Oh, DJ Khaled.
Yeah, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's his, he hates that song.
Yeah, he does hate it.
Makes me like it even more.
Right on.
Right on.
That's great.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is Brandy's second pick. This is Ruskaya. Is that how you say it?
Ruskaya.
Ruskaska.
Ruskaska with Ruski style.
Oh, is this going to be a ska band?
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Oh, now
it made its
sense.
Way over there to the Eastern Bloc. What is it? Three tone? What wave of ska is this? Four tone?
This
five tone?
Fourth wave, right?
Mm-hmm. Fourth wave.
Yeah.
Ruska ska.
This is like new ska. Like yeah. N-U, N-U, ska.
Oh, yeah, yeah. New ska. I like it.
Nice.
I like it.
Have a seat, let it reap.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, I love them so much.
Oh, shit, great. When they bring in like the piccolo and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're totally like polka ska, cool. Russian, like metal, like
metal ska.
Yeah, Russian turbo polka metal is how they describe themselves. Oh,
okay. Yeah, they're using the natural instruments of the region.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so that album just came out at the beginning of February. And so they are also I saw them open for Flogging Molly last year on St. Patrick's Day, actually almost a year ago today. And so they also use a lot of satirical Soviet symbols and stuff in their show. Okay. And, you know, watching this band come out that is like hardcore, like looks like they're like a band from Russia with just like a Soviet bloc picture and everything. They're incredibly anti-war, and they have been very outspoken about everything with Ukraine and everything, but they people don't get that they're being satirical, so they broke up this month because they keep getting this is a bummer. They're phenomenal.
Skinheads or something.
Yeah.
The way you describe it sounds clearly satirical to me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and also like when I saw them last year too.
Dumb-dums ruin it.
I mean, they do. Well, and the lead singer, like on his mic stand, he had a giant peace sign that he just kept waving around just to be like, we're very anti-war.
Right, hey.
Yeah, they shouldn't have to break up.
You know what? They should take a look at Rage Against the Machine, because the same thing mm-hmm. happened to Rage Against the Machine. There's so many of these wacky hate groups that think that they were on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get back together.
I bet you they will. I think it's just a little... I think it's just hard right now. They all live in Austria because they also just like can't go to Russia because of how outspokenly anti-war they are. Like they moved
to Hitler's country? I mean, that's bad optics. They shouldn't have moved to Hitler's country. they could have picked any other land, really.
I like these bands when they figure out like an entire... It's a little gimmicky, but I like when they're really good at the whole mythology, the whole brand.
Yeah, exactly. Like Devo.
They deliver on the logos, on the feel. Mm-hmm. And it's like they just go down the middle. Like it is sort of a new style, but it's exactly what you want it to be, like hit over the head with.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to be a female vocalist. So she'd come in and go, oh, schooly, schooly, dooly, school, schooly, that Betty Boop. Brewski stuff. But thank you for that. I always love when there's a big subculture attached to a band, you know? Just finding out that there's a whole Russia ska thing going on is exciting. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That's great. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is a little tribute to recently passed Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach, we lost him. He's in his 80s, but of course he wrote so many great songs about love. And we'll serve one up for you here.
This is Walk On By. Dionne Warwick.
Sounds like Go Team's version. That's that production. Yeah. What a beautiful piece of music.
Yeah.
What
it's
a
gorgeous.
Beautiful, what a beautiful thing to leave behind for the rest of humanity. A life well lived.
Incredible songwriter. I love Burt Bacharach.
Oh yeah,
and,
beautiful.
That may be the best of that type of a song of, you know, keep going. You know what I mean? Hit the road, Jack.
yeah.
Go your own way, Fleetwood Mac.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Ramble but, on. No, that's more like
which one?
I said ramble on.
Ramble on, maybe. But we dedicate that one to the Eagles who are walking by the Lid store or the Jersey store and just keep going. No reason to buy any new gear. The team lost the Super Bowl. Do we have a sound hiccup there or did I just go off into a...
Oh, no. The only reason I paused laughing was at first I thought you meant the Eagles, the band.
Oh,
walking yes. by a... Jersey store trying to piece together what you were saying and then I got it.
I went from music to sports too fast. Sorry about that. It happens. Hey, but RIP to Burt and you know, thank God we got Rihanna's baby coming in to take his place. Someone musical to fill in the ranks.
I actually didn't realize he wrote What's New Pussycat, Tom Jones.
Oh wow.
Oh man, yeah. No idea.
Forgot about that.
I mean, he has so many songs for other artists, you know.
That's as big. That's as big as these other ones. That's huge.
That's big.
And Tom Jones will be doing some big show at a castle and he's coming back on tour, so maybe go out and see him. Go see him do some of these songs.
Go see him. I saw him in Vegas. Oh my gosh, it was like one of the best shows I've ever been to. Phenomenal.
Yeah, he still sounds amazing too.
I saw him back on the East Coast a long time ago and kicked ass. I mean, he's just so much energy.
I mean, you get the charisma just oozes off of him when you're in the room with him, and you're like, whoa, this is we don't have a lot of people like this.
Yes, he's an entertainer.
Yeah.
He's got that reputation. Yeah. He's got that Wilt Chamberlain, those numbers apparently.
Oh yeah. Oh, he was way up there. Yeah. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Wales' favorite son. And God, Brandy, thank you so much for coming back on. I always learn a lot when you come back on. You've got a great extensive knowledge of what's going on out there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love just looking up weird bands, especially, and I love coming on here and getting to be like, hey, here's a thing that none of my friends will let me play for them.
Nobody cares about
no one cares but you guys, so thank you.
It was funny about ska that I was going to say on that subject. Like, as someone who really, like, you know, grew up mostly in the 90s and everything, and then when the ska, like, third wave happened, I really didn't have any real knowledge of, like, the second wave or even first wave at that point, you know, just being, like, living through it. So, like, now looking back on it, I have a different kind of appreciation, but at that point it was just the most jarring, like, weird thing. Like, what are you nerds doing? Like, I was just getting into grunge and then you start this, like, weird thing, ska thing that sounds so, but, like, now connecting it to second wave and all that, realizing, like, oh, that was always happening somewhere.
Exactly.
Like, it's just funny.
It reminds me a lot of American soccer because, you know, the first wave, of course, is Jamaica, and then second wave is London, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or UK. And so then it's like, well, you can accept this kind of strange music coming with the Jamaican accent or the English accent.
Yeah.
And then when it went third wave and you're like, oh, that's a guy from, you know, down in
Orange County. Right. Or whatever.
Orange County, right.
Yeah, like, to go to Orange County is a huge... huge left field direction.
Totally, right. Totally.
But it does help. It helps me digest it more now, being like, oh, those are people with, like, a real cool, there's a history to it. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't just like this dorky Orange County thing that took grunge away from me. It was like right. Oh, there's a cool history.
Are there people that like, you know, I imagine there's kids that just know, like, Warped Tour bands, and maybe they don't know the Sex Pistols or the Clash.
Are there
like third wave people that, like, don't even know, like, I guess the Upsetters or you know, Specials.
They probably are to some degree, but I do think a lot of ska bands also like are very third wave and beyond are very conscious of like wanting to honor their roots. Like that is a kind of beautiful part about the genre. Yeah. So it's like, I remember seeing like Real Big Fish would always make it a point to try to bring somebody like a English Beat or somebody with them, or like the Interrupters like have backed, like, which is a new ska band, like they've like backed a lot of, they've done a lot of stuff with the Specials. And I think there's like a real tradition of like the old standards and like updating them. So it is this like, if you don't know, you're just not paying attention kind of. So if you're more casual fans aren't really seeing it as much.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the idea that there's
if they didn't give a nod to those.
They're just like, we
think
came
it
up
all
with this.
Started, you know, in Cyprus or wherever down there.
Exactly. Pico Rivera.
Well, I'm sure there's been like a community for.
For thanks for that.
But I will say, like, a fourth wave is like right on cue. Like, this is exactly when that would come back.
Absolutely. Well, style, and it's cool too, because it's like fourth wave is it's very international right now too. Cause like, I mean, Japan has a huge ska scene, Russian. I mean, there's also a lot of,
J-Ska. Well,
here's the like 10 minutes where I talk about ska at the end of your podcast. but like a lot of like a young ska bands coming up in the United States and stuff too. Like there's a lot more female fronted bands. There's a lot more, they're much more diverse in a way that I think a lot of the Orange County bands like very seemed very like just a bunch of white guys on stage and people were like, oh, but now like, it's like there's a great
band.
More
like the second wave. The second wave was more.
And very like trying to really honor that part of it too, because if you look at these younger kids, it's like the world they're in, they're much more politically activated and they're showing that through their music and stuff too, which is really cool.
And then would they, would everybody welcome Gwen back, or just going off with Blake Shelton? She just jumped the shark. She's just not welcome.
I mean, I think she would be welcome back, but at an arm's distance. I mean, she's broken everyone's heart too many times to really let her back in.
That's what it is.
You know?
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's also like, I don't know how much she
cares about ska anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Gwen's living her life. You know, a lot of us were blonde for a decade because of her, and that's fine.
Yeah. She moves on to another genre. She's incorporated a lot of different genres.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. I always wanted her to go back. I mean, almost as soon as she started her solo career, I was like, this, you're too good and No Doubt. Like, this isn't really all that.
It's like Mick without the Stones. Like, you're an amazing star, but you're better with your original band.
Totally.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I mean, and those songs are, you know, No Doubt speaks for itself. They're great. Bangers forever.
And a hell of a amazing front woman. I saw him live one time and I was just like surprised taking it. Oh, you never saw him?
I never got to see. I never got to see No Doubt. I mean, when I could, it would have been like, wouldn't have been her. It would have been just solo.
Not
you know?
The prime stuff.
Not the thing. But like back when she was like dirty and had like weird thin eyebrows and like wore, you know, like she was, the best. Like she was,
that was the coolest.
Awesome. So cool.
Super cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I love talking about ska for 10 minutes at the end of the show. Thank you for that as well.
Always.
And, check out Lady to Lady. Mm-hmm. Check out all the dates. Check her out on social media. And start.
Yeah. Comedy Bang Bang World. Check that out. Look out for, we just wrapped filming Play It By Ear season 2.
Congrats on that.
Thanks. That'll be super fun. Look for that on Dropout TV. Not sure when it drops. But and as always, whochartedpod.com. If you haven't signed up, go there now. It's the best way to support the show. You get 2 charted every week with Howard and I and all the preem streams.
You can go back into the, you know, decide, hey, I want to go back 5 years and see what was on the charts 5 years ago. Yeah. You can do that on there. Skip around.
You can say, hey, Brandy was great. I want to hear those previous episodes she was on. You know, you can only get them there. So
check it out. 568, 537, 504. I think you probably brought a weird musical subculture to us on each and every program.
Probably.
You taught me about, I think you taught me about The Who.
H-U.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Who.
To this day, wow. I'm like, thank you for that. Because that was awesome.
They rip. Yeah.
They killed it. They killed
it. She
knows
her international music. I mean, she is on it. Also, check out Griftors over there with Megan Beth Keister, and check out Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.